This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. We've said it before and we'll say it again. There are two things that can really get the markets in a tizzy: Ben Bernanke and China. We get the Fed chairman, interest rates and all, but China? Well, yes, China's economic woes help push the markets down today. China's in the midst of what's essentially a government-imposed credit crunch, sticking a pin in a giant lending bubble. Marketplace's Mark Garrison looks at how credit in China affects our pocketbooks here in the U.S.
Barbier's Italian, how can I help you?
As China's loan situation goes, so goes a beloved Italian restaurant in South Milwaukee. Bet you didn't see that one coming. The Caterpillar plant across the street makes mining equipment that scoops up raw materials to feed Chinese industry. Cat business is 20% of the restaurant's revenue, so manager Matt Willers keeps an eye on world economic news.
Oh, constantly. You can't help but be immersed in what's going on globally.
The kitchen that churns out pizza and pasta is a front row seat as to how Caterpillar's doing. It's high on the list of American companies that will suffer in a Chinese credit crunch. If big firms there can't get easy money, there'll be less mining and construction, which is bad for Cat and the nearby Italian joint. But FTN Financial chief economist Chris Lowe points out the other side of that coin.
It also means cheaper commodities. In long run, that might not be such a bad thing.
Think lower energy costs for Americans. Also, tighter lending in China will hurt banks, but maybe not Chinese consumers American firms want to sell to. It could accelerate China's transition to an economy relying less on big projects funded with cheap money and more on Chinese consumers buying things.
An adjustment in China, however severe it might be, to more of a consumption-driven economy, in the long run actually benefits most American companies.
That's Patrick Chovanec of Silvercrest Asset Management. That shift will have impact around the world, even under the stamped tin ceiling of a Wisconsin Italian restaurant. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.